News for Moraville, October 8, 2008. On microphone, Raman, special guest, and Marlenka. In studio, Chloe and Eleni. The weather today, Wednesday through Friday morning, temperatures range from 27 to 31 degrees, winds 6 to 18 kilometers per hour, fluctuating between southeast to southwest, and about a 30% chance of rain and thunderstorms. Oroville Radio and Oroville TV needs new energy and help. Orovillians, newcomers, students, and or professionals who are interested in the following fields: journalism, sound and video recording and editing, sound technician, web designer skilled in CMS, that's Joomla, radio and TV webcasting and podcasting, database, please email info@orovilleradio.org or info@orovilletv.org or just call 2623-331. Today is Saraswati Puja Day. Here's Raman talking about what Saraswati Puja is or how it's celebrated here locally.
Vanakkam. That means is greetings from Tamil Nadu and from Raman. See, Saraswati Puja is in our place said in two words. One is Saraswati Puja, another is Ayudha Puja. Saraswati is the goddess for knowledge, goddess for your profession. And Ayudha Puja is meant the tools you work with. It can be carpentry, it can be masonry, it can be book, it can be anything, but you work with. So if you speak in this region, people always call it Ayudha Puja, and they celebrate with the tools they worship, with work with. Now, evening normally they clean, they think their tools are goddess. In the evening they clean them, put them all, the puttu, sandanam, everything. End of the evening, they worship, thinking that these are the tools which are goddess and providing them the livelihood. This is Ayudha Puja. More to it, the beauty about this is that the people really believe in everything is a living being, and they are connected with them, and they pay respect to them because they are with them.
What we have also found out is that Saraswati is the goddess of wisdom, art, and music, and she's the daughter of Shiva and Durga. Saraswati is said to endow human beings with the powers of speech, wisdom, and learning. She's often depicted as a beautiful, pale-skinned woman, dressed in pure white, often seated on a white lotus. She's mainly associated with that color white, which signifies the purity of true knowledge. She is not wearing a lot of jewels and gold, but she's dressed modestly, perhaps representing her preference of knowledge over worldly material things. When she is shown in a picture, you see her holding in her hands a book, which is the sacred Vedas, a mala of crystals representing the power of meditation and spirituality, a little pot of sacred water representing creativity, and the veena, a musical instrument that represents her perfection of all arts and sciences. Saraswati is also associated with anuraga, the love for and rhythm of music, which represents all emotions and feelings expressed in speech or music. Here's a prayer to Saraswati, Saraswati Vandana Mantra. May Goddess Saraswati, who is fair like the jasmine-colored moon, and whose pure white garland is like frosty dewdrops, who is adorned in radiant white, on whose beautiful arm rests the veena, and whose throne is a white lotus, and who is respected by all the gods, may she protect me and fully remove my lethargy, sluggishness, and ignorance. The news is a reflection of the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website oroville.org. Thanks for listening.